Kevin, the end of the season, a great night here in Jackson's Hotel, lots of presentations, and for anybody who was here, I suppose it gives you an idea of just the size of the club, just how many people are involved, the coaching staff, the whole backroom team. Harps are a lot bigger than many people realise.
Yeah, and that's like myself and Ian talked about that maybe 4 years ago when I first met him when he came in as chairman, and that was the kind of vision we had, and we wanted to make it more than, yes, the first team is absolutely everything and it always will be in every football club, because that's where everybody wants to get to, but you have to really build towards that, and it was really important over those 4 years and for the next 4, 5, 10 years that we keep building on that momentum. You can see that there was over 450 people here the night, and this was only organised about 2 weeks ago and very short notice, because we thought we should market. And with the amount of success stories we've had this year, yes, we want to do better on the pitch with the first team, but there are so many more success stories and so many more layers to the football club, and tonight you can really see it. You can really see it with the awards, the people coming up, between the under 11s right up there, National League teams, their 20s, their women's teams, their futsal, Down Syndrome futsal team, and then they're obviously our first team. So yeah, massive night for the club, and it really went down well.
And for you, in some ways, it's the end of a kind of an era. It's the end of a chapter, because your role as head of academy is coming to an end. But when you look back, I mean, what a year it's been. And in particular, I suppose, to highlight the three guys getting through to the Irish team and the Under-17 World Cup.
Yeah, 2014, I was just tasked with creating an academy in line with the FAI protocols and what their vision was. And unfortunately, their vision changed quite a few times, which kind of really threw the cat amongst the pigeons up here. And yeah, you were working with one hand behind your back, I would say, for a good 5-6 years, but to be fair, we have so many good people at the football club, and we really just pushed forward. We blocked out the noise, we pushed forward, and we worked with people, and then people eventually came on board, and now you've got all the schoolboy clubs in Donegal buying into what we're trying to do and the vision. They can see it. And the right back then, the 2008 squad, which had Gavin and Corey and Josh and many more talented players who are still at the club in the 20s, they were the first kind of group that we restructured and reset. So they came straight out of schoolboy clubs, straight into us, and they're with us for the last 4 or 5 years. And you can see it. You can see it in the boys, and you can see it in all the 08s and the 07s that were behind them. So yeah, that was a vision we had. And it's definitely there, it's working, but there's many, many more layers to it and many more things we need to improve on it moving into next year. But yeah, it's been, I'm not going to lie to you, it's been a busy year for me personally this year, obviously doubling up with the head of the academy and all, everything that's happening, and new coaches coming in, new players, and players leaving, players, coaches leaving and replacing them, and obviously everything goes with the first team level. But hugely enjoyable. I can't believe it's been like 2014, 11 years doing this role, and I can't say I didn't enjoy it. Yes, it's, you're dealing with problems all the time, but thoroughly enjoyable job, and especially when you can see things getting better, when you can see local players getting a chance eventually, it makes it all worthwhile.
And 2026, you're more or less going to be concentrating solely on first team matters, but obviously liaising with all the guys in the academy.
Yeah, the new guy we have coming in, obviously I'll be working very closely with him, and I have been over the last probably 6 or 7 weeks trying to shadow basically things that I'm doing, and how we operate, because not every club's going to be the same. We're going to be different to a Cork City or a Galway in terms of how we operate and how we recruit players and bring them in. So yeah, it's still going to be a busy period, and I'm there obviously, and there's a bit of an advantage me being first team manager as well, because we're really honing in now on that kind of gap between the 19s, 17s and 20 year olds trying to get into the first team. So we're really trying to hone on that and how we can improve that. We've hired a transition coach who's going to help them with their strength and conditioning and separate programs. So we're really hoping that, and extra hours. And so that really helps for me being there. So it's probably good timing to really look after that end of the pathway, because we've done so much work in the bottom end and the middle and the top, but now that transition to the first team it's actually beneficial for me to be there now and work with the new man coming in. So yeah, it'll be able to say a few months as well, but the first team will be my full focus from, I would say, the next morning after the UCD game. It's been my full focus, so and it'll continue to be that.
Such is the nature of the game, there really isn't any close season now because you're always doing something. And no doubt you're already looking to next year and bringing in new players. I presume you've got a pre-season sort of date already in mind?
Yeah, we're back in earlier this year. We're actually back in the 8th of December this year. I have the guts of 8 or 9 players coming in to get a look at them. And it'll be the same on week 2, 15th to the 19th of December. It'll be the same. We're going to have 5 or 6 more players coming in to get a look at. So that's what we have to do. We don't have the finances to bring in proven players, so we have to get a look at players. We have to maybe take a punt on certain players, and we have to really get a look at them and see their character as well. Will they fit into the change room and fit into the good players that we have already here? So because we've got a good base to work off this year, probably the first year in the last, well, since I can remember, 10 or 15 years that we've actually had 15, 16 signed players. Are ready to go. You can see other clubs putting up signatures and new signings here, new signings there, and signing 6, 7 players, where we didn't have to do that. But at the same time, we do need improvement. We need new players in to strengthen and complement what we already have. So that's what we'll do now in the next couple of weeks. And the boys are back working on their programmes already. So yeah, we intend to get the boys in the best possible shape as we can, because we're a big believer in setting that high performance culture within the club, and then that should be feed the way down. Like, it shouldn't be the other way about. We shouldn't have underage players coming in and finding it easy coming into the first team setup. It should be the other way about, you know.
We all know geographically Harps are at a big disadvantage, and there's all sorts of things arising out of that, and the extra finance and all the travel and things. But maybe in the past there might have been an element of self-doubt, and can people from here really make it? And the fact that you've so many players coming through, there was 11 people recognised tonight for having played at international level for the Republic or the North. If you're from Donegal, you can be good enough.
Absolutely. It's all about belief. And I've cried about that since the very first minute I picked up a whistle as a coach, that I couldn't understand some of the young fellas' attitudes going out on the pitch. Like, you could hear them on the bus over playing Shamrock Rovers or over playing Sligo Rovers. And I'm like, yeah, so, like, you know what I mean? You're from Donegal, so representing Finn Harps. And it's just trying to instill that belief, and we've been doing that. And to be fair, we've a lot of really good pros and the first team, and like Tony and Turish, and them boys have full belief in their own ability, and you can see that on the pitch, and that drips into the younger players. So yeah, it's all about giving them the belief, but also giving them the tools. And is it a level playing field? Probably not, in terms of the travel and having to travel and overnight stays. We don't get any of them like other clubs. But as it says tonight at this dance, there's not one player that we heard all season long ever moaning, or they just get on with it. And I think that's a Donegal thing in general, and they just roll up their sleeves and get on with it. And that's why I'm involved with this football club, and that's why I like going out there every night and seeing these boys, because they have that kind of attitude. They don't care. Yeah, bring it on, next challenge. And that's brilliant. As coaching staff, it's brilliant to have around you. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no room for passengers. You want the hunger, the passion, the desire, and people who have ambition.
Yeah, there's people who maybe haven't got ambitions, they're not here anymore. There may be a few more leaving before the end of pre-season. That's totally up to them. We've set down the markers for them, and it's up to them to come back and hit those markers. And if they don't, they'll not be here. And it's that simple. Football's a brilliant game when you see the awards tonight and people getting pats on the back, but it'll also come and hit you the other way as well if you don't look after yourself and if you don't keep up. And the message to the players over the last 2 to 3 months and even into the season, like, if you don't keep up, it's not will you be, you will be. You'll be gone from the club, you'll be left behind. Because we're moving on, there's players there from down below looking to take your place. There's players, I'm inundated with agencies trying to get the first division in Ireland, because they see it as a stepping stone to maybe the UK or Scotland, from European countries. So we're inundated with players. So these players that are here locally, brilliant, but you have to put in the shift and you have to be at a certain level and to represent the club, and that's what we're looking for, and it's going to be the same for the academy players. So yeah, you're right, everybody has to come up to a certain level, including us as coaching staff, and hopefully that'll transpire onto the pitch then.